Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. This is The Drive on KFH. Jamin and Jason sitting in with you today on a Thursday edition. A weekend edition, as it turns out. Baseball doubleheader tomorrow. The Kansas City Royals, apparently. Is that right, Max?
No.
Oh, I was misled.
I don't know what you're talking about.
My bad. Somebody misled me. So that's my bad. I thought for some reason they had a couple of games going on tomorrow.
It's WSU at 1.
Oh, my bad.
Then the Drive, and then WSU.
My bad. The Royals had a doubleheader, and I made an assumption. So I was right about the doubleheader, wrong about the programming schedule.
Well, it's close.
My fault on that one.
It's close.
There will be a Drive tomorrow. So we're not finishing out the week. My bad. 869-1240 is the phone number. This is Jive Talk. And we have been talking about least favorite and most favorite athletes. Emphasis on least favorite because I think that's more fun to hear you rant. So I want to know who your second current NBA player is that you don't like. You mentioned Kyrie Irving.
Well, Kyrie's number one.
Sure.
Who's number two? I can't stand him. I just can't stand him. His attitude's awful.
Right.
To have him on a team would drive me nuts.
Sure.
Just don't like him. Second guy is Russell Westbrook.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I could have.
You want to talk an attitude guy and a me guy? As far as I'm concerned, what I've seen, don't know personally, have no idea. But from what I've seen, I am not a fan of whatsoever.
Okay, see that? I probably could have predicted that one.
Wanted to get out and go play with Harden. That didn't turn out very well.
Right.
Why?
Right.
James is pretty good. He don't mind going and playing with guys like Kevin Durant and seems to be fit in just fine.
Sure.
So what's the problem?
Yeah, I think possibly I may have misjudged Harden because when he went to Brooklyn, I actually thought he would be the bigger problem.
Oh, I didn't think so.
And I don't know why I thought that, but I did. And I, you know, obviously he's blended in just fine. We have a call to get to on the hotline. Chuck, you are on. You have some favorite and least favorite athletes for us, good sir.
Yeah, I do, and I'm going to go old school, and it's got nothing to do with, you know, this is really old school. But these are just my personal favorites for some reason. I'm going to start with basketball, and my favorite player, because he got me watching the game, was Dr. J.
Mm-hmm.
That shot of Michael Jordan, you know, slamming from the free throw line, Dr. J would do that, and he just created excitement for me in the NBA. And I'm not particularly fond of LeBron James.
I'm with you on that.
In football, my favorite goes without saying, being from Chicago, is Walter Payton.
Mm-hmm.
I was never fond of Lester Hayes.
Not many people were. Okay.
What was the deal with Lester Hayes? Was there a deal there?
Yeah. He was just pretty cocky, and he was the one with the stick'em.
Okay.
And he kind of got aggressive on hits, and then he just messed up everybody else's uniforms, too.
Yeah, I think kind of got aggressive is underselling it a little bit there, Chuck.
I'm trying to keep it G-rated.
He knocked people's heads off. So, okay. All right.
I really don't have a baseball player that I don't like, but I was always fond of Louis Aparicio.
Okay. All right.
And Jason, I saved the hockey for last.
Nice.
My favorite with Stan Mikita.
Okay, that makes
sense. Can't argue with
that. That makes sense, given the, okay.
Yeah, but the thing that was great about him is he lasted for, I mean, like forever, you know, led the league in scoring, held some records for a while. And the guy was like, I don't know, well under 6 foot.
Well, back in the day, that's what most of the guys were, you know?
Yeah, he was well under 6 foot, and he was probably 170 soaking wet. And then the one I don't like in hockey, and this is mainly just because of the rivalry, and he seemed to, at times to own the Blackhawks, was Gordie Howe.
Yeah, that makes sense, right?
I mean, that's the thing with hockey. You know, it's a rivalry. It was the same for me. Like, Lanny McDonald was loved by a lot of people, but if you were an Edmonton fan, you didn't like anybody in Calgary.
Yeah.
And so I completely understand that. And especially as a fan, I just despised anybody in Calgary. And so the guy I always picked was Lanny McDonald. So I'm with you on just going with Gordie Howe.
I admire the man. He was a great player, but I just did not like him at all. So... thanks, guys.
Hey, appreciate it, Chuck. You know, some notes on Stan Mikita, for those who might not know. Played 22 years, played from age 18 to 40, and was 5'9", 169.
Yeah. Well, so that was kind of the way it was, right? Yeah. And everything's, like everything else, it's evolving. Guys are getting bigger, and that's the way it is.
Yeah.
Gordie Howe, I met Gordie Howe. He actually came when I was in Saskatoon. He came in... came in the room and hung out with us for basically the day and that sort of thing. Seemed like a great guy, a little bit older at the time, obviously. But I completely understand with Chuck. When you're talking about a rivalry, and if you had a team that you cheered for, there was always somebody in that rivalry who you just despised. And he could have been a good guy, but you just no good.
Yeah, and I, you know, I kind of have that feeling with, you know, certain... You know, if you're a Yankee fan like me, you know, you hear the names, you know, in more modern times, David Ortiz, Pedro Martinez, Curt Schilling, those kind. But even going back, you hear Jim Rice and Dwight Evans, and it's just nobody's saying anything bad about these people. They're not bad people.
No, not at all.
There's just this idea of like, God, I hate that guy.
Yeah.
and it makes it so weird when those guys come to. Have you had experience where a Calgary guy came to join Edmonton? Did that ever occur? Because like Johnny Damon
back
and
then,
Roger Clemens.
Back then, I don't think they would let it happen. No.
They would have traded you somewhere outside the rivalry.
They wouldn't even talk to you. Yeah. Those teams probably didn't even talk about
trading
players.
Didn't even pick up the phone. Yeah.
No.
Yep.
Not back then.
Yeah, it was so weird.
Because back then, you basically honored your contract.
Well, sure. But could deal you anyway.
The team could deal you, yeah. But it wasn't. There wasn't as much dealing as there is nowadays.
Right. There wasn't as much player movement. Yeah, absolutely. All right, we've got... Ted Woodward. Is that the right note there? All right. We got Ned on the line. Got some favorites and least favorites for us. Good sir.
I do. And I'm going to take this in a – I mean, most of these guys play pro careers, but I'm a K-Stater, so there's a couple KU guys I don't like.
Yeah, of course.
I get it.
So, Sharon Collins, I mean, good player, but just a punk. And the other one would be Silvio D'Souza, because he was just there under shady circumstances and picked the chair up.
And the chair, of course the chair, yeah. I get you. All right.
And he beat up some dude in the Lawrence Bar that he's getting in trouble for now. So
sure.
Never liked either of those guys. But from a K-State perspective, I liked Bishop and Spoelstra, obviously. Those guys were so fun to watch. So sorry I kind of took it in the collegiate direction. But
No,
it's all good.
No, it's all good, man. And you know, I grew up in a KU household, right? So, like, I have the totally opposite perspective of, you know, somebody. I've got the whole, you know, I'm going back to, you know, you're saying Bishop and Sproles, and you know, I'm going ugh, you know, like that's just how that rivalry goes. You just there's no love at all. When you said Sharon Collins, I went, yeah, I can imagine he would be really hated. By the K-State contention.
He's just more irritating. I mean, there's KU players I like Heinrich and Collison, and there's been some good ones. So I can appreciate some good KU players, but Sharon just always rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, and I, you know, and as a KU guy or as a guy who has got a lot of family in KU, I think, you know, a guy like Jacob Pullen's a guy that I couldn't really root against. you know?
Yeah.
Kind of had the same thing going on where it's like there's a lot of respect there and it's hard to hate him. So, Ned, do you have anybody in the pro ranks, you know, football, any other sport that you have some real strong love or hate for?
Not really. God, I was trying to think of that before I called, but I mean, yeah, baseball players are kind of boring and
yeah, hard to hate them. That's true.
Unless
you got a rivalry. Yeah.
When we started talking about this and you said baseball, I was like, man, I don't know anybody in baseball I don't like.
Well, unless it's the Astros, or unless everybody can hate the Astros,
or it's a rivalry thing, right?
The Astros, an organization, yes. In basketball, I don't like Carmelo Anthony.
Overrated.
Yeah, and just cares about himself.
Okay.
He's overrated.
I think he's changed that narrative by going to Portland and being willing to be second fiddle without caring about himself. So I think he's trying to change that narrative a little bit. But I see what you're saying in previous stops. I get that. So, Ned, we appreciate the call, bud. Great names to pull out there with the Sharon Collins and the I loved it. So, thanks. Appreciate the call.
See ya.
Yep, we got to move on. We got Steve on the line. Steve, go ahead, bud.
I just wanted to talk about the one player today who I just hate, and it's Billy Hamilton. I mean, I know it's a small little thing, but that guy got like this tiny little skill set, and he plays completely against it. You know, he can't bunt. The guy's freaking never had a sacrifice in his entire career. I think that's true. I mean, he doesn't bunt. He doesn't even try to hit the ball on the ground.
Right.
And it's not until he's on your team do you just really – when he was a Royal for a year, that's when I was like, oh, this guy. And what's funny is I'd heard other fans of other teams go, I hate that guy. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I pick up in fantasy, he gets me stolen bases, you know. But
right.
I mean, it's like if Mark McGwire drag bunted every play. It's just, I'd hate him this way. Anyway.
Oh, Steve, fantastic. Totally going against Billy Hamilton. I love that. What a call. If this was Jim Rome, we'd rack that call in a heartbeat. And I have Billy Hamilton's stats pulled up to back up Steve's assertion.
Okay, where are they?
Billy Hamilton's played 9 years in the majors. He has 41 successful sack bunts, but 30 of those came in his first three seasons. In the last 5 years, he has sack bunted 11 times total. So totally accurate representation right there by Steve. He's been hit by 4 pitches in 9 years. If your strength is speed, you might want to lean into one every now and then and get on base.
You'd think.
And he's never led the league in stolen bases. He's only led the league in caught stealing one time. So Billy Hamilton, not using his skill set, is exactly accurate from our man Steve. Well played. You are exactly correct. Trying to hit the home runs. He's kind of like Willie Mays Hayes from the Major League movie, from Major League 2, when he was trying to become a power hitter when his strength was speed. So fantastic work there. Moving on to Tom. We got Tom on the line. Good sir, what do you got for us?
Hey, guys. I'm a Minnesota guy.
All right.
So I grew up with Twins and Harvey Kilbrew and all that, you know, Kurt, all of them, and was a big hater of Mr. October and Billy Martin and just people like that with their egos and their, yeah.
Sure. You know what? You're a Midwestern guy, so those New York dudes, just not your flavor, right? I totally get it. You're a Kirby Puckett, Gary Gaetti.
You like Kirby Puckett?
I agree. I agree. Kirby Puckett was a very likable player, for sure.
Yes, he was.
For sure. All right. Are you a hockey guy, a football guy? You have some Vikings for us, or?
Absolutely. I'd have to say, being, you know, coming from Minnesota, I even played hockey in high school. But I'd have to say Alan Page, you know, the Purple Gang.
Sure.
That was my people.
Sure.
You know, back then. And I was not the biggest fan of the Steelers and all the other, because we lost the Super Bowl 4 times.
Sure.
Right.
Sure, you couldn't get past Bradshaw and Franco Harris and all of them. Yep, I hear that.
So a little hatred there, too.
I hear you. All right, Tom. Excellent work. Anybody else a parting shot?
No, that'll do it.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Great call. It's good to have the perspective. We have a Chicago guy, right? We had a Minnesota guy. We had a Kansas K-State guy. And then we have Steve out of nowhere with Billy Hamilton hates. This is what I was hoping for.
I love that one.
I was hoping for a wide perspective because, you know, it shows you how regional it is. Your perspective coming from the Calgary-Edmonton rivalry, yeah. Right? I'm a Kansas guy, born and raised, but I have teams that I like that are far spread. So I'm a Raider fan and a Yankee fan, but I'm also a Shocker fan, and the Shockers have migrated their rivalries through the years. So when I was in college, it was Creighton that we hated.
Mm-hmm.
And Southern Illinois, right? It was the Valley teams. Then yeah. Creighton left the Valley, and it became Illinois State was the rival for a couple years. Now they're in the American, so I got to pick a whole another set of teams to hate. I got Cincinnati and Memphis to hate now, and it's funny how that those rivalries can kind of migrate a little bit on you.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. I want to hear a couple of yours, love and hate.
Oh, well, pick a sport.
All right, let's go with basketball.
Okay. Favorite NBA player of all time would probably be either Tim Duncan. I love Jordan. Everybody loved Jordan. I was a big fan of Duncan and the Spurs, and now I'm a big fan of Jokic. I like big guys. I'm a fan of I like Embiid, too. I've always been a fan of big guys. The guys I don't like are usually the guards that are kind of like a Westbrook. Or I don't like the gunners. I don't like guys who shoot a lot with low percentages. So I was never like a Stephon Marbury guy or Iverson. Not really an Iverson fan. So I don't like guards that are gunners for some reason. So I like big guys. So probably Duncan would be the top, and then the bottom would be somebody like probably Kyrie Irving would be close to my bottom as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all right, give me another one.
NFL.
No. That's a good one. That's a hard one. I think probably my favorite NFL player of all time is Jerry Rice.
Yeah, I can't argue that.
Because I got to see him late in his career more with my team when he was a Raider.
Right.
But he was always, even as a 49er, growing up, I just loved watching Jerry Rice play. Barry Sanders is obviously at the top of my list as well. Loved Barry Sanders. Him having the Wichita local connection, plus just being dynamic. And I always wanted more for him. Like, when you have the guy on the bad team, like Mike Trout with the Angels?
Yeah.
Like, you want the transcendent player to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly.
You want his team to do well. And I felt that way with Barry Sanders. Every year I would be like, maybe this is the year that Detroit figures it out. But his best quarterback he ever played with was Scott Mitchell. They never found him a quarterback that could really get them far. And they never had a defense that could do anything. And so I felt bad for Barry. Barry's probably my number one, and then maybe Jerry Rice would be number two. And then hated, I hate the Cowboys too, but I never really hated Romo himself.
Well, you don't have to pick my guy.
I'm just saying, like, as a guy who hated the Cowboys, I hated some of the Chiefs quarterbacks. I hated Elvis Gerbach. I hated Steve Bono, because I always felt like their teams were better than they were. I always felt like they were overhyped because they were on good teams, but they really weren't that good.
Right.
It's hard to hate Mahomes because he's the best quarterback that I've ever seen. So I can't really hate him. I have to sort of respect him. But
Max don't like that.
No, I didn't say the best. Whoa. I didn't say the most accomplished quarterback. I said he's the best quarterback I've ever seen.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
He's physically better than Tom Brady. He's not as accomplished as Tom Brady. There's two different things. But anyway, I'd probably say my least favorite NFL player of all time would be, I hated the Aikman Cowboys. So I'm going to say Troy Aikman because I did hate that
team. All right, there you go.
I couldn't stand that team. We got Brandon on the line. Brandon, what you got for us?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing fantastic.
I want to talk about loving and hating. I got a player I loved and hated. That was Bo Jackson. We hated him when he came from Oakland playing football, but then when summertime come around and played baseball, we all loved him.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great contrast, for sure. Yeah. Which one did you love him more as a Royal or hate him more as a Raider?
Oh, I probably loved him more as a Royal because I'm a Chiefs fan too, so I couldn't really push for him too hard during football, but I gave him a respect because he was one heck of an athlete.
Yeah.
Something we never seen before. But when baseball's been coming around, the Royals weren't on a very good team, but he wasn't on a very good team with the Royals. But that was, he was just spectacular to watch.
Yeah.
His arm strength, and it was a lot of fun. That was a fun time to be a Kansas City fan.
Yeah, for sure. And he's probably – that's a great choice. And it's funny that there's love and hate because he's probably the best two-sport athlete of all time.
That I can think of.
I mean, yeah, so just fantastic. Brandon, we appreciate the call. We got to get out, but we thank you for calling in. Great segment. Lots of cool, you know, loves and hates. We're going to keep this rolling. I don't see any reason why not to. It's a great topic. It's a fun topic. If you want to get in, 869-1240 is the phone number. Tell us who you love. Tell us who you hate and why, and we'll take your calls. Coming back from the break, this is The Drive on KFH.